Hi.
This is Elhea, subarctic beekeeper, one of the many. And I'm doing a little hive inspection, which means I'm not taking too long here. But it's been raining the last few days after a very dry, very, very hot spell. It was over 100 degrees on our deck in the direct sun. And it was miserable. Anyway, then we got some downpour. So, and the temperatures dropped at least 30 degrees. And so during the downpour, the bees, of course, don't leave the hive. They're not foraging. And it doesn't take long for these little bodies to starve. We don't want that. Even though there's lots of nectar and pollen available out there. What I'm doing today, the rain just stopped a little bit ago. I made a small batch of sugar syrup, which is sugar and water 1:1. I have a pipette, and I am just drizzling little bits of it across the tops of the frames of the hive. This hive inspection, I'm checking on the hive, seeing how they're doing, what kind of energy level they have, what their population is looking like, if I've got more splits to make. Crazy how different each colony can be. I'm in hive number 1 right now, and it is crazy full of bees. I've got 2 full deep boxes on this hive. Haven't added any honey supers because I just use my deeps for honey supers. I got tired of having 2 different sizes of frames and 2 different sizes of boxes. I'm going to be looking at honey flow number 1 coming from the wild roses and the bluebells and all the other early flowering wildflowers here. We don't get fireweed until July and August. That's a different honey flow if you're a beekeeper that's paying attention to it and that waits. What I like to do is I like to pull any frames out that have honey on them and immediately replace them with a frame of drawn comb. So I have a lot of extra frames stored for that. So that way, they make the honey, I take the honey, I give them another frame. They fill it with honey, I take the honey, I give them another frame. Instead of waiting until the entire box is full. Because those boxes full of honey frames can weigh over 100 pounds. And they're hellacious to pick up and move and carry around. It takes a long time to process them, which means spin them, pull the honey out of them. And I also like to separate my honey frames by color. So I keep the darks with the darks and the lights with the lights and the mediums with the mediums, etc. And then I can tell what part of the season the honey was made, which means that I could also tell what wildflowers and also what plants were used to make the honey. And then when I jar my honey, I've got several different colors of it. And the different colors have different tastes because it all depends on what was being pollinated at that time, what nectar was available at that time. Pretty cool. Fireweed honey is extremely sweet. Mid-season honey, when everything is ready to go, is much more golden in color, whereas fireweed honey is clear. But the golden honey is much more like what people think honey tastes like, people that get it in the stores. And then there's some darker stuff that they make from the vegetable blossoms, from the vegetables that we plant. And that has a richer taste. So I've been dripping sugar syrup since I started this podcast, and they're so happy. They're so subdued. Can you hear them? They're humming along happily. So I'm gonna stop here because I'm done with the hives. And the ladies who did leave the hive after the rain stopped should be coming in soon. This is the heck of it. I turned over the lid. I've got quite a few bees on it and quite a lot of burr comb. These polystyrene hives that I use have a space in the lid that's there to provide some insulation. The bees will often build burr comb in there. Burr comb is just, it just means that they don't want that room. They want to close it up. But these bees are all over the burr comb, working it, making their wax. And I'm going to bump them off in a second into the hive. and seal this hive back up so they can get back to whatever they're doing before I got into it. So I hope you have a good evening and you're enjoying your summer. Take care. Everything's copyrighted, all rights reserved. Talk to you later.